Okay. So we're doing now kind of a nusuk, yeah? So, but not really. Tanurabana, the Gemara. This is the beginning of the Gemara, Chav Zayin Beis. So it says, Aruch v'katsra, kasher. So the shofar is long, and you cut it, it's still kasher. Okay? It's still kasher. You're allowed to shorten the shofar. No problem. Okay? No problem. Okay, no problem shortening the shofar. Right? So Rashi says, Tosus, I'm sorry, Rashi doesn't say anything. Tosus says, Istrach Lashmi Inon, the lo tema, the pasul, mishin luchsiv avarta. So it's teaching you, you don't think that it's possible because of avarta, it has to be the same chafza as was on the animal. It's not possible. There's no, that does not show. That's not possible. Okay? So why not? I think we may have said something like this, but what's the idea? Right? I mean, on the surface, that's avarta. The shofar had a super long horn, let's say, and now you shorten it. So they say, look, it's not the same entity as the horn. It's different. Right? So what's the idea? So, I'm saying similar to what you're saying. I just want to use a different word. But the length, it's a quantitative change. As you say, it's true, I think, because it's accidental. Whereas essentially, the shofar is the same. It's the same shofar. You just made it shorter. The shorter is changing the quantity of the thing. But the switching the directions, that's a qualitative change. And so you have components of the thing and you're reversing what used to be the end is the beginning, right? The mouthpiece is this, right? So those two different components of the thing which you're changing. Here, you're not changing any components, you're just changing the quantity. So quantity is just an accidental change. And therefore, that's not... The derech of avarta doesn't mean the exact same shofar. Exact. Right, a little shorter, a little longer. That's not doesn't register. What it means is it refers to the qualitative components of the thing. Okay, right. Okay. So that's that. Okay, but that's we kind of mentioned. I think we may have mentioned that in passing or whatever. But fine, let's go further. Gordo amidol gildo kasher. So if you thin it out and you make it into just a thin membrane, that's also kasher. Okay, that's also kasher. Which we showed, I guess that's first of all also just a quantitative change, right? It's thinner. But we said also, we pointed this out, is that there's no shear apparently. There's no shear in thickness, right? Right, but both those halachas are implicit, that there's no shear of how thick it has to be, and also the halacha, again, it's another type of a quantitative change, right? But here, even al gildo means even if it's mamish thin as could be, still that doesn't matter. Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay. Tzipo Zahav. Okay, so now this is what we're really interested in here. So Tzipo Zahav, if you cover it, you coat it with gold. So it depends where you coat it. Okay? So it's going to turn out, you'll see, there's four different places, which is going to refer to where you could coat it. So Tzipo Zahav. So if it's in the place where you put your mouth, the mouthpiece, possible. It's possible. Shalob makam arachas pah. It's not where you put your mouth. Kasher. It's kasher. Okay. What does that mean? Where not where you put your mouth? Everywhere else? No. Doesn't seem so. Because then that would be it. Then there can only be two cases, right? It's makam arachas pah. Shalob makam arachas pah. That summarizes everything. Then we're all done. Okay. But let's see. It sounds like it though. Then it says, suppose if you coat it with gold on the inside, pasul. If it's on the inside, it's pasul. If it's on the outside, im nishtana kol mikmashaya, pasul, if it changes the sound, pasul, if it maf kasha, then it's kasha. Okay? So it's like you have these two different cases.
If on the inside it's pasul because it changes the sound, if on the outside
No, on the inside it's pasul because it's pasul.
Okay.
On the outside, it depends whether it changes the sound or not.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's funny how you could also kind of hear that. And I mean, I'm not sure exactly why, but whatever. If it's on the inside, then somehow something, either the sound is going through there. Rashi says that the tkiya was off, because now there's somehow the gold is involved in the tkiya somehow. Maybe the coal is producing the coal, whatever. The inside of the shofar, you understand, is really what the sound is going through. The outside is, in a certain sense, external. So if it affects the coal, then there could be a psal. But if it doesn't, so then it's just you're putting a little stuff on the outside. You write your name on the outside. Who really cares? It doesn't make a difference, right? But if it affects the sound, then it's not just writing your name on the outside. Then it's really, right? So that kind of makes sense. Fine. So that's one, this differentiation, inside, outside. But then what's this thing of if you put it in the place where you put your mouth, or not where you put your mouth? So first of all, where is it you're putting your mouth? On the inside or the outside? Right? On the inside or on the outside? What's it talking about? If it's on the inside, it already told you that. If it's on the outside, it seems to be also tells you that. It depends if it changes the sound. Right? So what do you have to say? Means, yeah?
So, I mean, still recording. But,
okay.
I mean, what I would say is a shofar is not like, it's more of like considered like a cylinder. It
okay.
has the outside, it
right.
has the inside, but then it also has the ends.
Okay, good. So the face of it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, good. So, Pnachaspa means, it is those who says, it means that it's the place where you put your mouth is the face of it. Right? Not the inside or the outside, but there's the face, the surface of it that has a certain thickness, and you could coat it gold on that side of it. So it's not the inside or the outside. Right? And it's saying, is that as possible? Very good. And then what then does Shalom Makam Anachas Pa mean? Shalom Makam Anachas Pa, which is kosher.
Just the opposite
face. So the opposite side. Right? So now you got all four sides. There are only four sides. There's the inside, there's the outside. Then there's the other directions, which is the on the front of it, so to speak, or the back of it. Okay, let's call that the front and the back, okay? Front of it and the back of it. So the front of it is the face of it where you put your mouth, and the back of it is the end, looking down from on top of the shofar, so to speak, the surface, flat surface on the end. That's the back of the shofar. So that's that would encompass everything, right? So if it's on the inside, it's possible no matter what. Just the sound is somehow going through there. If it's on the outside, it depends if it affects the sound or not. If it's on the mouthpiece on the front of the shofar, then it's definitely possible, because somehow that also seems very essentially involved in the blowing. Right, whatever, so it is, but whatever. If it's on the back, so then it's saying it's kosher. Okay, that's basically the simplest way to learn the four cases. Right, we don't understand the concepts of these psulim yet exactly, but just the facts. Right, what are the cases? There's four cases. So it seems that's the four cases. Good? Okay. So that's the basis, let's learn Tosus, but that's basically what Tosus is going to say. Okay? So he says, Hayinera lefarish. So it's the place which we're saying called the front, right, where you put your mouth is the makamachaspa. Right? Not the makamachaspa, that's on the outside, right? The back. I'm sorry. You think means on the outside, not the back, on the outside. But, avalim kein, how do you suppose avivachotz? So you can't say that lo makonach spam means everywhere else on the outside of the shofar. And that's what's kosher. Because you already have a case with tzibozom mechutz. It's on the outside. It depends if it changes the goal or not. So, right? So im nefarish the shlo makonach spam hainu rosho achel etzara racha, what we're calling the back. So you'll have to say that it means lo makonach spam, not where you put your mouth. It doesn't mean the whole outside. It means specifically the back of the shofar. So, right? So ha'amrinan, he doesn't like that either. Amrina basamach, but the problem is that later on, right soon, the Gemara says, "Hotzef alav kalshu bein mino bein shlo mino pasul." If you add to the shofar, even a little bit, whether it's mino kalshu, even a kalshu, any amount, whether it's with mino or shlo mino, whether it's shofar material or some other material, pasul, it's pasul, right? So, if you put gold on the back of it. So it says it's kosher. But isn't that just adding on to the shofar a little bit? A smidgen? Right? However thick the gold is that you're adding, say a millimeter thick, a nanometer thick, whatever it is. It's certainly more than a kalshu. Kalshu means any amount. Right? Since if you add any amount to the shofar, it's possible. Right? If you add any amount to the shofar, it's possible. So therefore, why is the Gemara saying it's kosher if you coat it with gold? But you're adding a little bit to the end of the shofar. Right? Unless you'll tell me that it doesn't mean there, it means on the outside of the shofar. So now you're not lengthening it. But the problem is the Gemara says if it's on the outside of the shofar, then it depends on whether it changes the kol or not. Right? And you already have that case. So that's Tosa's problem. Right, what's the case? And if it's the way we're learning it, which seems to be a pshat, the only way to learn it, so he says that should be possible because you're adding. If you're adding now, the shofar, you've lengthened the shofar, and lengthening the shofar is a psal. Right? Okay, that's his problem. So what does he say? He says, V'ayinu l'chom l'farish. We could explain, D'hasa m'sh'ein b'in ha'kol el ha'shir shofar. That's only talking about where you only have between the entire thing the shear of a shofar. But it's hard. It's forced. What does he mean by that? What does he mean by that? He's giving an answer which he doesn't like, but he's giving an answer. What does he mean? I think it's very good that. That it means you could answer that, because what's his problem? The problem is it says that if you coat it with gold, it's okay, but it says elsewhere, if you add to it, it's possible. So isn't that adding to it? So he says, maybe he'll say the only time it's possible if you add to it is if your addition is being mashlim the shear of three tvachim. If without the addition it's less than three tvachim, and now you're adding to it to create three tvachim. So saying is that's possible. Because you can't create your shear through an addition. The shear has to be in the shofar itself. Right? So that's why it says if you add to it, it's possible. But the case of coating with gold is talking about where you already had three tefachim. You already had a good shofar. So now you're coating with gold. Who really cares? You're adding to a big deal. Right? But it's dochuk. Well, on a simple level, why is it dochuk?
Yeah, because that seems like a far-fetched case to limit it to...
Right. It just says, hosef alav kalshu. Maybe it's limited. It's possible if you add on it a kalshu, right? Add on any amount, it's possible. That's not you telling me it means if you're adding to it in order to create the shear. I mean, that's kind of an important thing to tell me. Doesn't sound like that, right? Doesn't sound like that. And maybe even misvara, it's also dachuk. We don't know. But I mean, at the very least, the pshat is dachuk. It's a force. It's a force, right? It's a force. But it would seem like at least he thinks there's a svara to say that. It seems like there is a svara, but he doesn't like it. He rejects it, or he says dochuk. So he could have said that, but he doesn't really like it. And he leaves it as a question, and he doesn't really answer the problem. You know, he just tells you this is a possibility, but it's dochuk to say. Okay? Okay. I think a good first thing we should do is try to... there's different orders here. But I mean, one thing we should do with what Danny's saying is that he apparently has a svara. He does put forth a svara to say that it's talking of the whole case of osav love is only a problem if that creates the shear, right? So that's how Muhammad on how to learn the case of osav love. What's the problem with osav love? If you add to it, right? You might think it's only if it creates the shear, or kamash malan, no. It's even if it already have the shear, osav love is a psal, right? Right, and then assuming that maskana, so now Tosis has a problem. Is since you assume it means even afterwards, now he's saying, yes, so why is the case of the gold not a problem? Right? That's Tosis' problem. Given, because Tosis basically says dochuk, so therefore he seems to not like saying that. But if you don't say that, then his kasha is, so why isn't the gold the problem? Right? Why isn't the gold the problem? Right? So, but I think before we think about that, we should probably think about the first thing. And it's always tricky, is like if Tosis leaves something as a kasha, is it our job to try to answer the kasha, or is it our job to try to understand Tosis? Like, what's, you know? I mean, to appreciate the problem, though, Tosis' problem, I think we have to get into the first part, which is what's the problem of Hosefalov? Right, what's the problem of adding to it? Because it's a question, why isn't gold considered adding to it? Right, that's his question. So originally he has the Hamin Askana this dachuk thing about what's the psula of adding to it. Is it only if it's mashal nashir, or is it anyways? Right? So, I mean, that's, presumably that will give us some insight into how what the issue is about adding to it. Then, once we understand what his maskana is, that it should be psula anyways, even if it's already three, also why isn't gold the same thing? You know what I mean? So maybe we should hold off. Let's hold off on the gold. Okay?
Wait, what's the difference between gold and everything else?
No, well, there's two questions. The first question is Tosus is Havaminaskana, whether or not it's only if you're mashal nashir with
right.
three, or even if it's puzzle anyways.
Right.
So he seems to think Misvara or Dochuk, Wupsha, whatever,
right.
it's at, anyways,
right.
no matter what, it's puzzle. But then the kasha is the why if you add gold on the end of it is a kasha. Right? Because that's the way it sounds like Agamor is saying. Why isn't that a problem of Hosefalov? Right? That's Tosus' kasha. If you put gold, if you coat it with gold on the edge, so that should be Hosef. But it's not, because Hosef is possible and that's kasha. Right, that's his kasha.
Hosef meaning mashlam.
No, he rejects. He says that's dochik. It's
right.
dochik to say it's mashlam. So presumably Hosef means even if you're not mashlam. Even if you already have the shear.
Okay.
So Hosef means even if you already have full shear and you add to it kasha is possible.
Right.
So now why if you put gold on the end is a kasha?
How are those two different cases?
Simple question. Because if you cut it short, it's not a psil of avartha, because that's just quantity. You just change the quantity of the thing. And quantity we're saying is an halacha of the shofar. It's not derech avarasa, it doesn't matter. So why, if you add to it, should it be possible when you say the same thing? If you're mashal mashir, that's easier to understand. But forget about that. Okay? Maybe you're mashal mashir. But what about if you're not mashal mashir? So the shir, you already have the shir, now you add to it. So what's the problem? Why do you say, look, it's just a quantitative change. Who really cares? What's the problem?
Sounds like... because you're still getting the sound of the gold, which was a problem if you had to prove the fin.
Okay, so you're saying is the sound of the gold. But Hosefalov doesn't even have to be. It says Ben Mino, Ben Shalob Mino. Forget gold for a second. Ben Shemino, Ben Shalob Mino. Whether it's the Min of Shofar or it's not the Min of Shofar. So even if
but
you use Shofar material, it's a problem.
Maybe you're changing the sound?
Changing the sound. Okay, but it doesn't say it has to be. It's changing the sound. You're saying you're always changing the sound? You're A, B, C...
It's my good accessory.
Let's say you're not changing the sound. Right? So wait, if you're adding some other material, then you'll say, yeah, now you're blowing with the gold, or now the sound is not being produced only by shofar, it's also being produced by this additional thing. Right? But if it's a separate thing, if it's gold. But what about if it's shofar material? Right?
Vavarta,
but Vavarta is just quantity. You've just changed the quantity.
Isn't it a different shofar horn, though? It's a different animal, or even if it's the same animal, it's... if it's the same animal, then maybe you could think further. But if it's a different animal,
then
it's two shofars.
Okay, let's say it's the same. Two shofars. Okay, good. So two shofars. So that's the answer. It's two shofars. They now basically have it's two shofars. Because now you have another part. You have the original shofar, and then you add to it another segment. So that's like the case of the para, right? The para was okay because it grew like that. But if you just have a part, you glue on an additional, an extension of your shofros, now you're shtei shofros. See, when you cut it short, there's no shtei shofros. It's still one shofros. You just made it short. Who cares how long it is? But here, you've added to it. So if you add an extraneous thing, so then it's extraneous. You know, you're blowing with the gold or whatever it is. But even if you add the thing itself, it's going to be like the Rikshavei Shofros. It's basically you cut it in half and you glue it back together. Or you take a lot of pieces, you're just adding on an extra piece of shofar. Right? So presumably, that's simple psha. That's the case of Oshtei Shofros. Here, Rashi said, what's the name says? Run. How's he saying? Hoslov Kolshim, Mishum Na'avelu, Shtei Shofros. Okay? It's on page 12 and base. It's very short. Hoslov Kolshim, Pasim, Mishum Na'avelu, Shnaim Shofros. Okay, because it's two Shofros. But I don't think any of them, Ron says it, but I don't think you need the Ron for it. I mean, I think it's a pretty straightforward Zara, and that's an issue here. Right, and even though there's a whole question about if you put a cork in. But a cork isn't necessarily the same thing, because a cork, you'll say, is somehow plugging up the hole. So you could argue that's not another entity. The cork, so to speak, is bottled to the thing. It just, restores it. But here, your mom is adding on to the thing. So, I mean, that's exactly like the case of the para, which is clearly shtesha, but just the problem is that it grew like that. Right? But otherwise, you just have a shtesha for us. Right? Okay, simple. So that sounds like a good explanation, right? Right. So now with the Havamina, which still saying is Dochuk, is that the whole soul of Hosefalav is only if that that creates the shear. If you already have a shear of three, and that you add to it, no problem. No problem. Right? The only problem is if you create three through a Hosefa. That's a problem. So one question is, what's the problem then? If you create three through Hosefa? Or more significantly, so why is it not possible if you add it? Like, why isn't that Shtei Shofros? Right? I mean, what's the idea of Shtei Shofros if not that? Right? Isn't that Shtei Shofros? And if that isn't, so what's the psal of adding on to it? Why is that possible when you add on to it? For a minute, for the moment, we're putting the question on hold. Okay, we have to figure out what Tosfos Havamina, what the Havamina is. So we have to understand the Havamina and make it only Dochuk, but at least decent. Okay, but let's say we got it. But with Maskana, we're okay, right? Because the Maskana, we think we understand. So Maskana is the Shtayim Shalosh Shofros is a din. Maybe it'll change with the Havamina, but it means the Shofar can't have parts, right? It can have the, either according to Rashi. Can't be whatever component entity, or according to Tosfos, the coal can't be produced by two parts, something like that, right? Whatever it is, but the point is that you can't have a shofar that has two parts. So if you add to it, now you have two parts, right? I don't care if mashin the shir, not mashin the shir. Bottom line is, you have to have two parts. So now what's Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos Kasha is why if you put the gold coating, it should be a psul, right? Correct. Okay. Could someone tell me why it's not the greatest kasha? Or someone try to give me an answer.
Why gold coating is okay?
Yeah, why is gold coating not a problem? Yeah. My question is like this. I guess what Yonah is trying to argue is that I wouldn't see this as the biggest kasha. I mean, Tosfos does, though, so I think it's a problem. We have to defend it. Because the answer seems easy. But I would say that there's an idea of hosif alav kalshu is because you're being mosif on the shofar. So now you have the shofar, and then you have the extension. So it's like you have two parts. You have part A and part B, plain shofar, and then the extension. So that's the concept of extension. And how long is an extension possible? Kalshu, even the smallest extension. You can't extend it even a tiny bit. A 1 millimeter extension is still an extension, so there's the shofar, and then there's this extension. But I'd say is when you coat it with gold, that's not an extension. That's like a coating. You're coating the thing, which is like a way to beautify the shofar. You're putting a coating on it. But a coating is so to speak, like a property of the shofar. It's not an extension. It's two different concepts. It's true in physics. You'll say, look, it's an extension. What's the difference? Right? Either way, if you didn't know that there was such a thing called a fancy coating, you'd say it's an extension. Because, right, bottom line is, there used to be three tefachim, now three tefachim and one nanometer. So it's an extension of a nanometer. Yeah, but conceptually it's not an extension. Conceptually it's creating a quality, an adornment of the shofar, a coating, tzipo. It's a tzipoi. Tzipoi is different than an extension. It's a different concept. So it's true, physically speaking, there's no difference, right? But there is a difference. Conceptually, it's not. I'd say that's not a hosafa. It's not a hosafa, right? It's a tzipoi. There's a difference between tzipoi and hosaf, right? But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos leaves this as a kasha. He leaves the Tosfos as a kasha. He says, "Why should that be any different? Bottom line is, you're adding kolshu, right? You're adding a kolshu, right? He even tries a dochik answer, which he says is dochik, right? So apparently, and this is, I think, an important point of methodology. I think we have to understand Tosfos. I think it's a question on Tosfos that he doesn't say this, because it's a good answer. It makes sense if you think about it. It makes sense." Good sense, and it's a good answer. But the problem is it doesn't take that long to think of. It's not like some earth-shattering thing. I mean, it's a good, you know, you define it, you think about it for a minute, right? I mean, it popped into your head while I was asking the question. So, I mean, it's a subtle point, but not that deep and not that mechudosh. So Tosfos, for some reason, rejects that, right? I mean, why not? Well, what's his rejection? Why is that, apparently, he holds it, you can't say that. right? And that's a little bit of a question. And look, I understand Tosafot may not prefer that svara, but I mean, why do you say it? Prove from here that that's the svara, right? I mean, because the Gemara says if you add on the outside, that's kosher, but yeah, it has also a little kosher possible. So it must be, you must say, Vish Lomar, that's not Hosafa, but it's a tzipoy, and that's different. Right? I mean, I'm sure Tosafot knew how to say something like that. Right? So that's my question. So we don't understand Tosafot. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Is that we don't understand Tosafot. So not that we're trying to answer Tosafot. See, I think if you first did this, when you first start learning, you may make a mistake and say, ah, I know how to answer Tosafot. You know, and you give that answer. But I think you realize it's too easy. It's too easy. I think in general, if Tosafot leaves something as Akasha, I think that's... You know, I'm not saying it's impossible to answer a question of Tosafot. And I'm not saying that other Rishonim may not say that. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. And it might be a good idea. And it might be a good Svara. And maybe some other Rishonim who doesn't leave this as Akasha, we could say it in. But I'm saying is if Tosafot does ask it as Akasha, I think it's Akasha on Tosafot, so why he doesn't do it. And therefore, I think we have to go looking to understand Tosafot. I don't think we can understand Tosafot by answering Tosafot. Don't think we caught this thing that Tosafot didn't catch. We're not understanding Tosafot. So an answer to his question is really a question on his question. Again, you have to realize there's not any time. It has to do with the nature of the answer. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible. There's such a thing as answering Akashas. But this isn't just answering Kasha. I mean, this is just defining the thing. It's, you know, the facts lead you towards this answer, and it's nothing too fancy. It must be two things. I mean, it must be, first of all, we have to define what does Tosafot hold. What is he holding about? Well, what's his definition such that that's not an answer? Like, he must have defined something differently. I don't know what. And then why didn't he, like, why is he so opposed to this? Like, why couldn't he have said this? Like, even if he had a different svara, which, you know, doesn't look at it that way. He doesn't look at it as a tzipoy. But the Gemara indicates that you do look at it that way. So don't be so stuck. He's so confident that he doesn't even raise that as a possibility. He just leaves it as a kasha. So what's he holding? It must be he either held that this doesn't make any sense, or he held this can't be for some reason. Right? Either it's illogical, or maybe it's inconsistent with something else, or, I mean, it has to be some reason why he's not saying this. You know what I mean?